Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us as we come out of that audio from Dean McPherson outside the police station today. Criminal charges he was laying against the IDT CEO as well as a spokesperson. But we move on to lighter things now. The National Arts Festival opens its calls for the 2026 curated program. On the line with us is Artistic Director of the National Arts Festival, Rakurir. Is it Rusera? Rusera?
Yes, it's Rusera.
Okay,
how are you?
Rusera. I'm fine, Rusera. Thank you so much. Rusera Sital, thank you so much for making time for us this evening. A big moment for the world of arts, so everybody can see, you know, it takes a whole year to get to the point where we finally enjoy the National Arts Festival. What's the call and who is supposed to be sending you those entries right now?
No, you're absolutely right. It takes quite some time. And so we've just wrapped up our 2025 edition early July. And indeed, we've opened the call for our curated program. And it's open today. The call runs until the 3rd of October. And what it is for the National Arts Festival, it has many components and many different parts. The curated program is the program where we have artists who have some degree of experience, maybe existing works or works they're busy developing. And what we're looking for and hoping for is that those artists would take some time to submit an application, and that gets reviewed by the National Arts Festival's Artistic Committee and myself, and we deliberate, and those works then get invited to be the main or the curated program for the festival next year.
That would be what used to be the main program, right?
Yes. It's the main program, which what you were speaking about is the main program, and then we have the fringe program. Those are the kind of two central pillars, I think, of the festival. Mm-hmm. So we're calling it the curated program because essentially that's what it is. It's a curated work that's been selected.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so basically you are looking for a few categories, and those who are, as you said, still working on their works can still submit. So it doesn't have to be completed.
Well, that's part of, I think, the reason why we want to get started early and we've opened the call now is, many of the works on the program this year, 2025, that just finished, we look for partnerships, and artists also need time sometimes to fundraise, to finish works, to look for their own co-producers or partners or run their funding campaigns. So we have started now to open, but yes, we're open to hear about works that are already created, have maybe already been presented, but at the same time works that are in development. And then we're keen to engage with artists on that journey. You know, the National Arts Festival presents works that have toured, but also new works that premiere at the festival for the first time. So we're looking for to cover all of that ground.
All right. And you said entry is open today. Where do people actually log in? Onto your website?
Yes, you can find the entry form on the website, which is nationalartsfestival.co.za. There's a little button on the front page where you can submit. And it's an online application form. Entries close on the 3rd of October.
Excellent. Thank you so much for talking to us, Rusera. Thank you. So, Rusera, thank you so much for talking to us. And
it's
looking
a pleasure.
Forward to next year. Yeah, thank you very, very much. That's Artistic Director of the National Arts Festival, Rusera Sithal, who is saying that if you are interested in sending, I think Lira must listen very carefully, sending in your script, and you want to stage a play, anything like that, even if it's not quite complete yet, even if it's a work in progress, working to develop your piece, send it through, man. I mean, who knows? And it doesn't have to be an old classical piece. It can also be a new idea. I want to also tell you that apart from going onto the website, if you are struggling with that website, you can send an email to proposals@nationalartsfestival.co.za. proposals@nationalartsfestival.co.za. No caps.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
to download the Point of View podcast.